This is Audiophile Magazine, providing news and reviews of recent releases of audiobooks. I'm Sandy Henschel. Hello, and welcome to today's readings of selections from the new October-November issue of Audiophile Magazine. On today's program, we have the fall feature Super Sleuths, as a way of introducing the latest releases in audiobooks in mystery and suspense. Contributing editor Aurelia C. Scott shares an article entitled My Man Sherlock and a review of Sherlock Holmes by Arthur Conan Doyle. It's an Earphones winner read by Stephen Fry. Then we have reviews of Earphones winners The Thirst by Joe Nesba, read by John Lee, and Say You're Sorry by Melinda Lee, read by Chris Dukart, and much, much more. Let's get right to it. Super Sleuths. They investigate crimes, search for clues, solve mysteries, and dish out justice. They're the Super Sleuths, and we love listening to their audio adventures. One of the most famous and beloved literary sleuths is, of course, Sherlock Holmes. And on the following pages, we investigate some of his many lives and incarnations on audio. We also catch up with narrator Barbara Rosenblatt about recording the final installment of the Amelia Peabody series. And we feature reviews of new mysteries and suspense audiobooks in every style, from cozies to thrillers. Get your audio chills here. And we're going to start right out with an Earphones winner. And as you know, Audiophile awards earphones to truly exceptional presentations that excel in all the following criteria: narrative voice and style, vocal characterizations, appropriateness for the audio format, and enhancement of the text. And in the print version of the magazine, many of our reviews carry a QR code, which, when you scan it with your smartphone, will play a sound sample of the book. And if you don't have a smartphone, you can still hear sound samples of many of our titles at www.audiophilemagazine.com. Our first review today is The Thirst, Harry Hole, Book 11, by Joe Nesba, translated by Neil Smith. It's an Earphones winner, read by John Lee. John Lee is at his best, and he's about as good as it gets in audiobook narration. Joe Nesba is in top form, and he's a showstopper. And when they're together, perfectly in sync as here, you may need a Valium to get through the final chapters. Joe Nesba's specialty is gore-filled serial killer puzzles. If that's your meat, you're in for a bizarre imagination and plot twists. So to be fair, you can't also expect Sinclair Lewis's social realism. But then, add John Lee, who is such a perfectionist that when a character gets his nose broken, Lee plays the man's dialogue and all the rest of his high-octane scenes as if he had his nose stuffed with bloody cotton. Bravo to both of them for this thrill ride. Beth Gutchen wrote that review of The Thirst, Harry Hole, Book 11. It's by Joe Nesba, translated by Neil Smith, and it's an Earphones winner read by John Lee. It's available from Random House Audio for 17 hours unabridged, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Our next review in Mystery and Suspense is Say You're Sorry by Melinda Lee. It's read by Chris Dukart, and it too is an Earphones winner. Search no further for a suspenseful audiobook, and narrator Chris Dukart gives it a dynamic performance. Having returned to her hometown, Morgan is finally ready to continue her career as a prosecutor after her husband is tragically killed in combat during his tour in Iraq. But then her babysitter is murdered. When her neighbor's son Nick is arrested for the murder, Morgan, who believes he's innocent, is asked to defend him. With a performance that ranges from depicting fear to delivering shocking reveals, Dukart draws the listener in from the first chapter. While this audiobook does have some romantic elements, it's mostly intended and recommended for mystery fans. Gina Monti wrote that review of Say You're Sorry by Melinda Lee. It's an Earphones winner, read by Chris Dukehart, and it's available from Brilliance Audio for 9.75 hours unabridged. Our next review is The Force. It's by Don Winslow, read by Dion Graham. This mystery made me feel as if I were back in Washington Heights. And if you're a stranger to New York City, you'll get a feel for some of what makes up this love Jove among the greatest cities of the world. But don't allow it to color your view of its police and politicians. This really is fiction. Narrator Dion Graham sounds like a native of any of the neighborhoods that make up the Manhattan North Police Special Operations area. He does white, black, and Latino cops and Staten Island, Harlem, and Bronx accents all so smoothly you never notice the transitions, but also never lose track of the character he's voicing. The nonstop drama and violence are perfectly choreographed through his impeccable timing. It's hard, it's violent, it's dirty, but you won't put it down. That review by Mike Comer is of The Force by Don Winslow, read by Dion Graham. It's available from Blackstone Audio for 13.5 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have Long Black Veil. It's by Jennifer Finney Boylan, and it's an Earphones winner, read by the author. Jennifer Finney Boylan performs her mystery novel, infusing each of the characters with his or her own rhythm, pace, and pitch. In doing so, she makes it easier for listeners to distinguish between the six main characters, their present words, and the flashbacks to the day in 1980 on which they experienced a life-altering tragedy. In particular, the story features a travel writer, wife, and mother named Judith, and the dilemma she faces. Boylan is a deft storyteller who displays a range of talent worthy of a professional narrator as she recounts the complex way that one day from the past can undo everything in one's present. Listeners will hang on her every word to see who will protect the innocent. Mohana Rajakumar wrote that review of Long Black Veil by Jennifer Finney Boylan, an Earphones winner, read by the author. It's available from Random House Audio for 11.5 hours, unabridged. Next, we have Dark Saturday, Frida Klein, Book 6, by Nikki French. It's read by Beth Chalmers. Be prepared to stay up late listening to this chilling audiobook. Beth Chalmers portrays Frida Klein, a psychotherapist with a history of working with law enforcement and getting involved when she shouldn't. In a reluctant attempt to repay a favor, Frida is asked to look at the decade-old case of Hannah Dougherty. At 18, Hannah was convicted of murdering her family. But as the investigation proceeds, Frida questions her guilt. Chalmers expertly depicts Frida with strength, determination, and compassion and brings listeners along as she seeks to determine what really happened. This compelling story is twisty and suspenseful from beginning to end, though the latest in the Frida Klein series has storylines that link it to the other books, it can easily stand alone. Kate S. McDonald wrote that review of Dark Saturday by Frida Klein, Book 6, by Nikki French. It's read by Beth Chalmers, available from Harper Audio for 11 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have The Color of Fear, Sharon McCone, Book 33, by Marcia Muller. It's read by Elizabeth Evans. Elizabeth Evans is completely convincing as she narrates best-selling author Marcia Muller's 34th Sharon McCone mystery. While Sharon's 82-year-old father, a world-famous Shoshone artist, is visiting for the Christmas holidays, He is brutally beaten by a racially motivated mob and lies in a coma. Evans is especially compelling at delivering McCone's anguish over her father's grave condition. But she also projects McCone's strength and determination as she begins her own investigation into her father's attackers. And when McCone herself receives death threats from a white supremacist hate group, Evans's voice reflects her deep concern. After McCone's office is vandalized, she takes matters into her own hands, and Evans captures her take-no-prisoners attitude. Evans is spot on, delivering Mueller's dialogue, unique characters, and crisp plotting. That review by yours truly, Sandy Henschel, is of The Color of Fear, Sharon McCone, Book 33 by Marcia Muller, read by Elizabeth Evans. It's available from Hachette Audio for 5.75 hours of unabridged listening. And this is a reminder that you are listening to the brand new October-November issue of Audiophile Magazine, the magazine that wants you to discover the world of audiobooks. Okay, we continue now with reviews in mystery and suspense. And our next review is The Silent Corner by Dean Koontz. It's read by Elizabeth Rogers. FBI agent Jane Hawke goes rogue to take on a shadow organization that may be responsible for the death of her husband and many others. Narrator Elizabeth Rogers deftly portrays Jane as a grieving widow, fiercely protective mother, and dogged investigator. Early on, Rogers exposes Jane's vulnerability and then smoothly switches gears to take on her steely resolve as the action ramps up. Rogers also flexes her considerable vocal range to capture an eclectic supporting cast, though a few of her portrayals veer toward stereotypes. As Jane finds a surprising partner in the story's final act, Rogers develops fantastic chemistry between the pair that listeners may wish had been explored earlier. If you're left wanting more, take heart. Jane Hawke is returning for at least two sequels. Andy T. Northrup wrote that review of The Silent Corner by Dean Koontz. It's read by Elizabeth Rogers. It's available from Recorded Books for 14.5 hours unabridged, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Our next review is Death Around the Bend, Lady Hardcastle, Book 3, by T.E. Kinsey. It's an Earphones winner, read by Elizabeth Nolden. Narrator Elizabeth Nolden gives a vivaciously entertaining performance of this mystery set in the English countryside in 1909. She splendidly portrays Flo, lady's maid to Lady Hardcastle. The two forward-thinking, spirited, capable women have become known for their sleuthing skills. This comes in handy when there's a murder at Lord Riddlethorpe's personal racetrack during a summer holiday, when the estate is filled with guests. Nolden's theatrical performance is 100% engaged, as she perfectly renders a large cast of characters, men and women, from gentry to servants. The mystery of the tampered-with race car is entertaining, but it's the character portrayals that make the story shine. This is the third audiobook of the series, yet listeners can jump right in with this installment. Michelle M. Goggins wrote that review of Death Around the Bend, Lady Hardcastle, Book 3 by T.E. Kinsey, read by Elizabeth Nolden. It's available from Brilliance Audio for 8.5 hours, unabridged. Our next mystery and suspense is called Collared. It's written by David Rosenfeld and Earphones winner, read by Grover Gardner. With neighborly ease and a sly wit, one of audio's true originals, Grover Gardner, again gives voice to David Rosenfeld's best-selling amateur sleuth and dog lover, Andy Carpenter. In this 16th outing, a dog that was abducted more than 2 years earlier mysteriously shows up at the door of our hero's rescue foundation. That development sends Andy and his crew on a desperate search for a missing witness and new clues that will allow the reopening of a capital murder case. There are lots of wisecracks and self-deprecating asides, and Gardner's wonderful combination of the rhythms of Sam Spade and the irreverent tones of Mark Twain make this diverting whodunit a listening treasure. Brian Price wrote that review of Collard by David Rosenfeld, an Earphones winner read by Grover Gardner. It's available from Macmillan Audio for 7 hours unabridged, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Okay, we will now turn our attention to My Man Sherlock, an article by contributing editor Aurelia C. Scott. It began with the adventure of the Speckled Band, which is arguably Arthur Conan Doyle's most famous story. I was 11 years old and at odds with the world when my mother thrust a heavy volume into my hands. Still complaining, I retired to my room. Within a page, I'd been offered a wonderful new 19th century identity as Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson's invisible sidekick. One who knew that only a dog cart throws up mud on a person's sleeve in that way. And then, as Holmes explained, only when you sit on the left hand of the driver. Soon thereafter, we discovered the snake in the wall, that is, the speckled band, and I was hooked for life. The Sherlock Holmes canon, 4 novels and 56 short stories, has remained in print since publication of the first novel, A Study in Scarlet, in 1887. It's inspired hundreds of screen adaptations, beginning with a silent film in 1900, radio and stage plays, and new Holmes novels and short stories by other writers. Luckily for us, that wealth has produced an equal richness of audiobooks. Why is the man so lastingly popular? Notice I wrote man, not character, which goes some way toward an explanation. For me, it's his combination of controlled rationality and fizzy enthusiasm. His brilliance, coupled with his flaws, for he is an impatient fellow, as well as a depressive drug addict who is unlucky in love. David Timpson, who has narrated most of the short stories, is, for me, the quintessential interpreter, giving Holmes a crispness and quickened habit of speech and offering a host of minor character studies. As I was at age 11, I am heartened by Holmes's delight in being different. Listening to Stephen Fry's interpretation, I chuckled at the detective's relish for disguise and doing things in the least expected way. I also appreciate Holmes's affection for Dr. Watson and the detective's equal treatment of women, which the narrations of Edward Hardwick personify. Hardwick played Dr. Watson opposite Jeremy Brett's Holmes in the long-running BBC series. He incorporates some of Brett's tightly wound interpretation while giving Holmes and Watson a depth all his own. Hardwick also offers colorful voices for the minor characters. When you want more than one actor reading every character, the BBC's full cast recordings of The Return of Sherlock Holmes and The Memoirs of Sherlock Holmes offer music and sound effects, as well as terrific performances by a host of actors, clearly having a good time. I cannot get enough, which means that I've also gulped down a feast of books inspired by Sherlock Holmes. Jenny Sterlin is the voice of Lori King's addicting mystery series about an aged Holmes and his brilliant wife. Yes, wife. The latest is The Murder of Mary Russell. Lori King and Leslie S. Klinger have edited 2 wonderful collections of short stories written and narrated by a variety of authors and actors called Echoes of Sherlock Holmes, stories inspired by the Holmes canon. How else might I have considered the fate of Conan Doyle's famous characters between books, or cheered Sherlock Holmes's reincarnation as an intrepid female child? And let's not forget the straight-ahead novels featuring Holmes, such as Mitch Cullum's haunting A Slight Trick of the Mind, read by Simon Jones. All right, I'll stop. If you promise to listen to something, anything, in the loosely knit Holmes canon, I'll spare you more suggestions, but I will say this. Even when Sherlock Holmes explains how he knows what he knows, it still seems like magic. Aurelia C. Scott wrote that article, My Man Sherlock, and here's a review of Sherlock Holmes by Arthur Conan Doyle with an introduction from Stephen Fry, read by Stephen Fry, and it's an Earphones winner. Consummate British actor, writer, comedian, and all-around performer, Stephen Fry delivers an audio experience to savor in this performance of the entire canon of Arthur Conan Doyle's Sherlock Holmes works, beginning with A Study in Scarlet and ending with His Last Bow. However you consume it, during a marathon car trip or by dipping in and out, you'll be entertained and will learn something, for Fry has written introductions to each of the novellas as well as the two volumes of short stories. We learn everything, including why Conan Doyle began to write about Holmes. It involves Mark Twain. Fry's Holmes is crisp and high-handed, his Watson enthusiastic and bemused, and the rest of the narration colorful without being mannered. Have fun. That review by Aurelia C. Scott was of Sherlock Holmes. Arthur Conan Doyle wrote it with an introduction from Stephen Fry. It's an Earphones winner, read by Stephen Fry, and it's available from Audible, Inc. for 63 hours of unabridged listening. Okay, we will return our attention now to the reviews in Mystery and Suspense. And our next review today is Down a Dark Road. It's Kate Burkholder, Book 9 by Linda Castillo, read by Kathleen McInerney. Past and present collide for Chief of Police Kate Burkholder in this compelling audiobook, and Kathleen McInerney is a strong narrator. When Joseph King, who is serving a life sentence for murdering his wife, escapes from prison, he flees to the Amish community where he grew up. He takes his children hostage and ambushes Kate, a childhood friend who is his only hope for identifying the real killer. McInerney speaks primarily from Kate's perspective, but creates strong voices for all of the book's characters. As Kate discovers a web of lies, the twists and turns will keep listeners engaged. McInerney transitions between past and present, Amish and English, as Kate fires to uncover the truth. Although this is part of a series, this title easily stands alone. Kate S. McDonald wrote that review of Down a Dark Road. Kate Burkholder, Book 9 by Linda Castillo, read by Kathleen McInerney. It's available from Macmillan Audio for 10 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review in Mystery and Suspense is The Late Show by Michael Connelly, read by Catherine Monig. Michael Connelly, master of the LA-based police procedural, launches a new series introducing Detective Renee Ballard. On the graveyard shift, a.k.a. The Late Show, Ballard lands two cases, a vicious assault of a transgender woman and a mass shooting at a nightclub that she'll risk her career and life to solve. Narrator Catherine Monig's delivery perfectly complements Ballard's caginess. Monig maintains a bit of distance from the listener and rarely engages emotionally, making us all the more curious about what makes Ballard tick. Monig effectively captures the brusque officialdom of police work, but she underplays the male characters, and at times, they're hard to distinguish. Ultimately, it's Ballard's story, though, and this seamless blend of protagonist and narrators will leave listeners looking for the next installment. Andy T. Northrup wrote that review of The Late Show by Michael Connelly. It's read by Catherine Monig, and it's available from Hachette Audio for 9.5 hours of unabridged listening. Finally today, we have Final Girls by Riley Sager, read by Aaron Bennett and Hillary Huber. Narrators Aaron Bennett and Hillary Huber partner beautifully in this gripping psychological thriller about a group of young women who survived attempts on their lives, whom the press calls Final Girls. Both narrators add intensity and drama to the mystery and to the personality of each survivor. Bennett is passionate in her delivery, intriguing in her tone, and edgy in her dialogue. Huber helps define the key points in the mystery. Each of the three final girls, Lisa, Quincy, and Sam, has a story, but the real story begins when Lisa is found dead and Quincy must revisit her past with Sam. Quincy's past and present are perfectly intertwined and remain a mystery until the very end. Denise Sajkowski wrote that review of Final Girls by Riley Sager. It's read by Aaron Bennett and Hillary Huber, and it's available from Penguin Audio for 12.5 hours of unabridged listening. That's our show for today, but I hope you'll plan to tune in next time when I'll have our editor's picks of the most intriguing new titles for October and November. Then we'll continue our reviews in mystery and suspense. We have a question and answer interview with Barbara Rosenblatt and a review of her reading of The Painted Queen. It's an Earphones winner, the final book in the Amelia Peabody series. It's written with Joan Hess. We'll have reviews of titles from such popular mystery authors as Janet Ivanovich, Daniel Silva, and Sue Grafton. So until next time, thanks for listening. This has been Audiophile Magazine from WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Audiophile is also available online at www.audiophilemagazine.com. The audio producer for this show is Maureen Rich, and I'm Sandy Henschel. For more information on any of the books you've heard about today, contact your local library, Library for the Blind, or your favorite local bookstore. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, wxxi.org.